The guy that called from Ocala a few minutes ago, Rob, it's a complete dildo. Mm-hmm. It's only 19 seconds of your life that I'm wasting. But just, you know, let me just show you how good things are around here. Just listen for a second. This is from Fox last night.
The Tampa Bay area lost more than last year.
There you go. So it's between Cape Coral, Fort Myers, and Tampa, Florida. First of all, Tampa, Florida lost the second most jobs of any city this size. And the entire nation, per capita, Fort Myers, Cape Coral lost the most. And boy, things are just really brisk now, are they not? We don't need a change. Let's go same old, same old.
Let's keep going around.
Let's be close-minded and vote right along party lines because, you know, the Republicans can just do no wrong. Again, Manson said it best. We got just as many dildos in the Democratic Party, but we need a change. Let's put some different dildos in there.
Yeah, you got to even it out. Let the other party screw it up for 8 years.
Ryan from Jacksonville. Hi, Ryan.
Yeah, the justices.
Again,
very well. That
sir, all this scare tactic is based on speculation.
Yeah. You don't know that.
It's all checks and balances, you know?
Yeah, and our country did the best when we had a Republican Congress with Bill Clinton.
Dubai, I forwarded it to you guys. You guys have already seen it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to scroll on down just to the companies and United States-based oil companies that won the company. I did not know this, and it's certainly going to, I can't make a difference, but if I can use my forum to at least educate you and we can all do it together, these are the companies that do import Middle Eastern oil. You ready? These are the companies that bring oil in from the Middle East. Shell is number one. Chevron, Texaco is number two. Exxon Mobil number three. Marathon Speedway number four. And Amoco number five. Citgo Gas is from South America.
Yeah, it's from Venezuela. Well, it used to be from Venezuela. It hasn't been for about 7 months now.
Here are some companies. Here are some oil-based companies, gasoline providers, petroleum, in the United States that do not import from the Middle East. And, Brent, I'm going to tell you, that if I can start finding these places, which some of them are very, very popular ones, this is where I'm going to start going.
Yeah, I'm a BP customer.
Well, I'm actually a Sunoco customer because it has diesel, and the Sunoco is right by my house, and they are at the top of the list. They do not import any oil from the Middle East. Sunoco. Is it Conoco?
Yep.
Sinclair, BP Phillips, Hess, and Arco, none of which bring any oil in for the Middle East.
Right. Yep. That's why I go to BP.
So Sunoco. So here locally, we have Sunoco. I know we have BP,
and I know
we have Hess.
Yep.
So there you go. Sunoco, BP, and Hess is where you need to get your gas. Because they don't, they're not getting a bunch of ragheaded based gas, actually. What?
Ragheaded based gas.
I guess you could say that. Ned, somebody said you had an acoustic offering for us today. Is that true?
It's a rumor. It's a word on the street.
About another 15 or 20 minutes, well, actually about 35, 40 minutes from Dr. Joe Satterley being in for one segment. And every Friday we bring in an attorney. It's usually going to be based on either Stephen Diaco, Jay Diaco, or Kevin Haslund. But because since we've started doing this 6 months now, we've kind of figured out that about 30 or 40% of our calls are about children, whether it be divorce custody or whether it be usually divorce based custody, child custody type deals. And I know a guy, Dr. Joseph Satterley, who is a specialist in that. With child custody questions and divorce and stuff like that. So I'm like, you know what? We might as well bring that guy in to answer your questions.
I think that's a great idea.
So we're going to do Joe once a month. And this happens to be probably like the first Friday-ish, because today's the first of the month. And then we'll do Kevin, Jay, and Steve based on the available.
Right.
So get your last-minute questions into Dr. Joe Satterley if you would like by emailing us. Go to btls.com. And go to the contact section, correct?
Yep.
And email away. And we'll see what we can do.